From the Australian Christian Lobby, The Political Spot.
Well, welcome to The Political Spot. I'm Lyle Shelton. It's great to be with you again in 2016 at the start of this new year. Thanks for joining me. Ever since the Greens member for Melbourne, Adam Bandt, stood up in the federal parliament in December 2010 and moved a motion that MPs consult with their constituents about changing the definition of marriage, the so-called gay marriage debate has been on in earnest. It's been 5 long years as a small minority of activists, urged by willing media, have kept this issue alive in the public square and in politics. Despite opinion polls seemingly showing majority support for the idea of changing the definition of marriage, polls also show it's a very low-order issue with voters. It is well down the list of people's priorities that they think politicians should be focusing on. As we head into a 6th consecutive year of campaigning to retain the definition of marriage, a settlement is in sight. Our new Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has promised to uphold the Abbott government's decision to hold a people's vote or plebiscite after the next federal election. Now, there's speculation that an election could be held early, in March of this year, but Mr. Turnbull has indicated that the government is most likely to go full term. That means an election wouldn't be held until the latter part of this year, perhaps between August and October. But it's politics, no one really knows for sure. But what we do know is that the plebiscite on marriage will be held after the election. For those of us such as the Australian Christian Lobby and others who have been in this fight to preserve marriage, it has been a long and tough fight. The same-sex political juggernaut has seemingly been unstoppable and certainly has the support of most of the mainstream media, who continually give the impression that same-sex marriage is a no-brainer and politicians should just get on with it. But last week in London, the same-sex political agenda suffered a significant setback. Anglican primates from around the globe met to consider the issue because leaders of their church in the United States and Canada have accepted same-sex marriage in defiance of the Bible's teaching. Instead of endorsing the North Americans' capitulation to the culture, the 27 of the 36 voting primates voted to actually censure the North American church for straying from Christian teaching on marriage. This is very, very significant. It just goes to show that with courage and conviction, this agenda can be turned. Well, one man who has been showing great courage for many years in this battle is Toowoomba GP and President of the Australian Marriage Forum, Dr. David Van Gend. Last year, Dr. Van Gend had his doctor's surgery spray-painted with the word bigot, and television advertisements that he produced refused broadcast by the taxpayer-funded SBS. Dr. David Van Gend joins me on the line now. Welcome to the program, David.
Thanks, Lyle. You must be the former Toowoomba City Councillor, aren't you, as far as
well, yes, there's some things from a former life. But yes, we've been friends for many years, and it's great to have you joining us for this first program in 2016, David.
Thank you, Lyle. Great to be here.
David, this meeting of Anglican primates, I made much of that in the introduction because I do think it's significant that when people stand up, this agenda can be resisted and can be turned around. And that's something you've been doing in your work and your private capacity as President of the Australian Marriage Forum.
I think so, because a lot of people understand that there's something enormous at stake with marriage. It's not a religious issue so much, although Anglicans and other good people have every right to weigh in on it. It's about it's a truth of nature that marriage is a man-woman thing in our culture because it's a male-female thing in nature. I mean, it only exists, doesn't it, because male-female relations typically have the momentous consequence of creating children, and children need the love and protection of their mother and father. They need the identity and the belonging that goes with being bound to their real mum and dad. That is what marriage achieves.
Absolutely.
For every child, marriage gives them a mum and a dad, and so-called homosexual marriage makes that impossible.
That's right.
That's the injustice, mate.
Yeah.
That's the injustice that we all care about.
Now, this is not about being anti any people. You've just very eloquently said what marriage is and why it's a justice issue for children. But you're a doctor and you see people from all walks of life, including same-sex attracted people, and your advocacy for marriage is not in any way motivated by any animus towards people, just as the Anglicans isn't or the Australian Christian Lobbies isn't. Tell us about these people as people.
I don't think it's possible to know, particularly young gay people, but older ones too, I don't think it's possible to know them and not just want to put your arm around them and say, look, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Something's happened. Something's happened to to put you in a position of, you know, to these patients I see, of considerable suffering and anguish. They don't know where this attraction came from. They don't know why they've got it. They don't know what to do with it. And a number of them have a conflict between those feelings and their own convictions about what marriage and parenting and family is. And this sets up a terrible tension. And I think that tension can be resolved. I think we need to get to a very clear position in Australia where gay couples have all the liberties and all the equality of any other couple. Any other couples, married or de facto, and as you know, Lyle, they already have all that liberty.
That's
and
right.
All that equality.
85 laws were changed in 2008, and state governments have allowed relationship registers. So there is no discrimination in Australian law against same-sex couples.
Perfect. I mean, that's it. So they have full relationship equality, and that is what a liberal society should achieve. That's where we're at. But you've got to also let children have the one institution in society that exists for them. Marriage exists for children. It's built around mother and child. The very word matrimony is broken into two words, mother and the state of. It's the state of motherhood is matrimony.
Interesting.
And marriage exists to serve the interests of mother and child. It serves to bind men, feral by nature men, to their mate so that both of them can be bound to their child. That's the whole purpose of it. And gay people get this. You know, you're going to listen to reread what Christopher Pearson used to write about marriage needing to be a man-woman thing, or Dolce and Gabbana, the great fashion gays, which, you know, what they said about it, or Doug Mannering, all these other serious principled gay guys who say, we've got what we want, we've got all the liberty and benefits that we want, don't take marriage away from children. It's their only structural, institutional possession. And that's where we're at, Lyle. We can all get to this point of saying, Yes, our fellow citizens who are same-sex attracted must have all the liberty and equality of any of us, and they do. Now, that is enough.
Now we
not let them usurp the one child-centred institution that there is and remake it in their own adult-centred image. That is an injustice against the child, and that's where we draw the line.
The Political Spot from the Australian Christian Lobby at www.acl.org.au.